question arises, yes it does, Martin, are you going to get a haircut when you get back to Florida? And the answer to that question is yes, I am going to straighten up my locks, my golden locks. And also this note, many of you are probably confused, why am I getting emails from Martin that I wrote to him back in November? Because as I told you, I'm always sick about the possibility of missing an email from you, or forgetting, or not forgetting, but just overlooking, I guess, someone who contributed. I haven't thanked them. I can't sleep at night when I think that I could have missed someone. So I'm going back. I started going back last June. That's right, almost a year, just to do a sweep. So I find things that I missed. I'm sorry. But I correct my mistakes, don't I? So that's why if you asked me a question and you thought, I'm never going to hear from Zender. Wow. I answer your question. Perhaps not in a timely manner. Perhaps you asked the question in December. I answered it in May. That's tragic, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, my life has changed in oh so many ways. And so I do the best I can. It's stressful sometimes. You wouldn't believe it, I guess. Maybe you would. I don't know, but it is. Anyway, I'm getting caught up. Thank you for your patience. Now, I'm going to read the rest of chapter 15, left off with the four animals giving the seven messengers the seven golden bowls. I mentioned the bowls were tied in with the worship service. I don't think I mentioned that they were golden, but they are. And that's a good thing. Gold, again, speaks of value. And the value of these trials will be immeasurable to Israel. This is what they've needed. Your computer will sleep soon unless plugged into a power outlet. Oh, hang on. I must have lost. The power cord came off. How about now? Oh, you liking that? Okay. So they're golden. Much worth from trial. And you and I know that our trials are buying us an aeonian burden of glory. The lightness and the brevity of our afflictions are producing for us something that will last us for the eons. And we will be happy for it when it happens. And Israel will look back on all these trials, the thunders, the seals, the bowls of God's indignation, and they will be happy for it because it will have bought them 1,000 years of bliss. What about those who die having worshipped the wild beast? Well, they rise at the great white throne judgment, and still their trials will be good for them, just at a later date. It's all a matter of time, folks. Remember, God is the Savior of all humanity. As in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified, yet every human in his or her own order doesn't happen all at once. God is a genius with the timing of this, though you would not think so at first glance, but he is. He's proven himself again and again. Golden bowls. Then we found out that God is living for the eons of the eons. Now, this is new, starting now. And the temple is dense with the fumes. See, temple section, with the fumes of the glory of God and of his power. He's getting glory in all of this. And the fumes, we read earlier of the fumes of the torment, but now these fumes have to do, I think, with the censer. You know, there was the censer in the temple, and the fumes came out, and it was a sweet smell. And it spoke of worship. It spoke of those who will be worshiping God. And this is what we want. This is what Israel wants. This is what the world wants, but doesn't quite know that it wants it. But it does. And the world is going to get it. All that from the golden bowls. Love it. Brimming with the fury. Okay. And the temple is dense with fumes. Oh, yeah. I've got the fumes. Fumes. Love those fumes. I love those fumes. These fumes. Not the fumes of the torment earlier. But these fumes are good. The fumes of the glory of God and of his power. And the temple is dense with it. And no one was able to enter into the temple until the seven calamities of the seven messengers should be consummated. That's a good thing that no one is able to enter. God's going to take care of this business, and then the righteous temple, Ezekiel's temple, will be built, will be established in Zion, and Israel will worship God from that place, and they will administer worship of God to the nations from the temple. And I hear a loud voice. That was, I just read the end of chapter 15. That's it. 8 verses. That was verse 8. No one was able to enter into the temple until the seven calamities of the seven messengers should be consummated. That was the last verse of chapter 15. Technically, we're done with chapter 15, but we're not, because I have to go back and show you the song of Moses, because that song was sung. They are singing the song of Moses. Moses, there's no evidence that he really put this to music, but it was a poetic type of history and prophecy of Israel, Israel's past, her present, and her future. It's in chapter 32 of Deuteronomy, 43 verses, I believe. They're the song of Moses. And we are going to go there. Here is verse 1 of chapter 16. And I hear a loud voice out of the temple saying to the seven messengers, go. That word is fantastic. Jesus said that to Judas, go. What you must do, do quickly. Go. In Matthew 28, he said it to his disciples, go, make disciples of all the nations. Go, go. He said there's other places that it happened. Oh, Jesus said it to Paul. When Saul was on the road to Damascus, Jesus said, now go, for I have made you a spokesman, a mouthpiece for me, to kings and to the sons of Israel. Get up, go. Get up and go. That's where we got the saying. I think it's from the Bible. Get up and go. So there's a one point I think Joshua is praying to the Lord, and he's long-winded, and he's going on and on and on. And God says to him, how long are you going to sit here and pray? Get up and go. Got to find that verse for you. I know it's in there. It was so, I was so amazed that this verse was pointed out to me. It was amazing that you think that prayer is this fantastic thing, and it is. But here it's like you become long-winded. Have you ever been at a meal and someone wants to say the blessing, and they say the blessing, and they go on and on, and you're looking at the food, which used to have steam coming off of it, but now the steam gets lower and lower as the food loses its temperature. And the prayer goes on and on. Lord, bless this food to our bodies, and bless Uncle Joe and Aunt Hazel. And by the time, and they mention, bless this corn, bless the asparagus, bless the spare ribs. And so by the time it's done, there are parasites on the spare ribs. So God says to Joshua, I think it's Joshua, get up and go. We are people of action. Joshua is a man of action. Go and be pouring out the seven bowls. This reminds me of what Jesus said to Judas. Go, do what you have to do. Of course, Judas went. Jesus, I like this because this comforts me. As Jesus enters his last day on this planet, he wants to get it over with. You know, and what you must do, do quickly, he tells Judas, because he's had it. He's had it. 33 years of unfun, 33 years of anguish, especially the last 3 years, and then compact everything into the last day. It's like, can we do this? So, how long have we been on this series? Going on 2 years in October. So I'm thinking, come on, can we hurry this along? I'm always saying that about the judgments. You just think there's seven, oh good, seven calamities. No, there's seven seals. Ah, well, that's it then, right? No, seven thunders. Surely we're finished now. Oh no, we have seven bowls now. So, and then John at the end says, come quickly, Lord Jesus. So I'm wanting to hurry this along. I want to push it. I want to push it through the tube and get it into the delivery system. That's what Jesus wanted to do. What you must do, do quickly. And I'm sure he just hurried everything along. Let's go, let's go. He was probably prodding the soldiers. Let's go, let's go. Let's get this done. And I know many of you are saying this. This word go is fantastic. Go and be pouring out the seven bowls of God's fury into the land. And I remind you that It's like one of those maps, that you see in the Rand McNally Road Atlas. If any of you still have the epic Rand McNally Road Atlas, you have a very small section of a map, and then it enlarges it. That one section now, like say, of a city, they take the city of Chicago, they draw a little square around it on the big map, and then on the next page, you see that little square expanded into a larger whole page map that just shows you the intricacies of Chicago, the arteries, the networks, the buildings, the lake there. And so that's what's happening here. We're taking 3.5 years, which compared to the 6,000 years of human history and the God knows how many thousands, maybe millions of years possible that the Earth has been here, the second Earth, the first Earth might have, we don't know how long the first Earth was here. Not going to get on a tangent there, but I'm just comparing 3.5 years to the totality of the Aeonian times thus far. And I'm saying that this is like one of those maps where John, or God, with John's assistance, is enlarging the map. And so it seems like we've been wandering through this long time period, but you really do have to get one of those helicopter cams. You have to get one of those aerial cameras. Better yet, take a satellite image of what's happening, and you'll see that this is just a tiny, tiny sliver of time in the Aeonian times. And so God is swift in his judgment and lingering in his blessing. Remember that phrase, don't forget it. God is swift in his judgment and lingering in his blessing. As I reminded you again and again, this 3.5 years of trial brings 1,000 years of blessing. That's a great return. Go be pouring out the seven bowls of God's fury into the land. And that's just what happens here. Okay, now I have some time left here. Now, before the bowls are poured out, we are given, but it's not written here, a comprehensive outline of Israel's history as foretold in the Song of Moses. And really, the reason they sing this is because it's key to the judgments that follow. And so this is just me now. I will not be surprised if I know it's these messengers singing the Song of Moses, but Israel in the last days is going to have the Word of God. And I believe they will be using the concordant version of the Old Testament. And I think that's one of the reasons, well, relatively speaking, I used to tell Dean Huff, who was translating the concordant version of the Old Testament, that he was the detainer. I said, Dean, you're the detainer. You're keeping us on this planet. You have to finish translating the Old Testament so that Israel will have an accurate translation. And so they are going to be singing this song. They are going to return. When they see this scroll, the unveiling, and they realize that the seven messengers in heaven, probably as they're going through their trials, they're bringing in scrolls of the unveiling. The Israelites who are going to be alive in the last 3.5 years, they are actually desperate now to find out what's happening. And so they're digging through all their stuff. And maybe they're using the concordant, they're not having scrolls rolled up like papyrus. They're probably looking at the concordant version or the Dabar translation. And they're finding a good translation and they're saying, look, the seven messengers sing the Song of Moses. This must be important. And so at that point, they are going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 32 and read it for themselves. And so this is going to happen in the near future. Maybe a year from now, or 2 years, or maybe a decade. I think the body of Christ, we're much closer. We're not appointed to indignation. We're going to be gone here from here before that. But my point is that we are now going to do what Israel is going to do a few years from now. That is desperately search the scriptures. We're not desperate. We're just looking into it because we're interested, darling. We don't have desperation. We're just casually glancing into it. No, we're not casually doing it. We're doing it because we love the Word of God and we love what's important to God. But it's more not recreational. What is it? It's not recreational. It's more informational to us. But to them, it's going to be their lifeline. Because when something terrible happens, say to your loved one, or when you have a lover who lives far away, all you want to do is hear from them. All you want is information. In the Civil War, When, say, a bride hadn't heard from her man in a long time, the letters traveled slowly on the backs of horses. You were desperate for information. Israel in that day is going to be desperate for information. They're going to get the information not only from the scroll that John wrote on Patmos that is in every Bible on earth, but accurately translated only in a few, concordant literal New Testament being one of them, the Dabar translation being another one. But they are going to be going to the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy to read the Song of Moses, and you and I, we're going to do the same.